Unlocking the Past. Several months into Joan's treatment, we again accessed the exiled girl who carried the humiliation, confusion, and shame of Joan's molestation. By then, she had come to trust me enough and had developed enough sense of self to be able to tolerate observing herself as a child, with all her long-buried feelings of terror, excitement, surrender, and complicity. She did not say very much during this process, and my main job was to keep her in a state of calm, self-observation. She often had the impulse to pull away in disgust and horror, leaving this unacceptable child alone in her misery. At these points, I asked her protectors to step back so that she could keep listening to what her little girl wanted her to know. Finally, with my encouragement, she was able to rush into the scene and take the girl away with her to a safe place. She firmly told her abuser that she would never let him get close to her again. Instead of denying the child, she played an active role in liberating her. As in EMDR, the resolution of the trauma was the result of her ability to access her imagination and rework the scenes in which she had become frozen so long ago. Helpless passivity was replaced by determined, self-led action. Once Joan started to own her impulses and behaviors, she recognized the emptiness of her relationship with her husband, Brian, and began to insist on change. I invited her to ask Brian to meet with us, and she was present for 8 sessions before he began to see me individually. Schwartz observes that IFS can help family members mentor each other as they learn to observe how one person's parts interact with another's. I witnessed this firsthand with Joan and Brian. Brian was initially quite proud of having put up with Joan's behavior for so long, feeling that she really needed him had kept him from even considering divorce. But now that she wanted more intimacy, he felt pressured and inadequate, revealing a panicked part that blanked out and put up a wall against feeling. Gradually, Brian began to talk about growing up in an alcoholic family where behaviors like Joan's were common and largely ignored, punctuated by his father's stays in detox centers and his mother's long hospitalizations for depression and suicide attempts. When I asked his panicked part what would happen if it allowed Brian to feel anything, he revealed his fear of being overwhelmed by pain, the pain of his childhood added to the pain of his relationship with Joan. Over the next few weeks, other parts emerged. First came a protector that was frightened of women and determined never to let Brian become vulnerable to their manipulations. Then we discovered a strong caretaker part that had looked after his mother and his younger siblings. This part gave Brian a feeling of self-worth and purpose and a way of dealing with his own terror. Finally, Brian was ready to meet his exile, the scared, essentially motherless child who had no one to care for him.